I had just bought a present for a niece's birthday. He was sitting on the pavement holding his styrofoam cup. Heeding recent advice to donate to charities rather than to those on the street, I silently shook my head and walked on. "Any chance of a cup of tea?" he called after me. On an impulse, I bought him one and returned. He was surprised to see me. Then hesitating, trying to assess the likely response, he asked if I could help him with the price of a bed for the night. Unconsciously, I had been taking him in too. No bottles of spirits, no smell of alcohol. I hesitated and then gave him the money. His cheeky facade slipped as he looked at me in gratitude, the strain of constantly being dependent on random acts of kindness showing through. "I didn't think that you would give me all of it," he said. "Are you sure you have enough for yourself?" Embarrassed, I tried to hide my gift wrap present with its printed logo and assured him that I was fine. We shook hands and I walked on, battling to take charge of emotions in a public place. I know that it will take a paradigm shift in how we share our resources to effect real change. I know that we need planned giving so that voluntary agencies can effectively target those in need. I know that we need to take care so that we do not inadvertently feed a habit or enable forced begging. But sometimes when you look into the eyes of another and all notions of separation, of me and you, fall away, all you can do is let go and simply trust.